weekend for you guys, clearly not what the result that you all expected, two loss like that opening weekend?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it at all. Look at the talent that we have in the room this year. You expect a lot more, but at the same time, we seemed a little bit uninterested, which is, I guess, expected, but not good. There are a lot of guys that are still probably off a little bit of the training camp hangover, you know, getting sent down and stuff like that. But at the same time, we need to play better. Those guys played hard and they played like they wanted to win, and we didn't match it.
Coach has made a few adjustments defensively. What would make you more comfortable out there? You played with Leskinen a bit. You played with LaMarche at the end.
I don't think it matters. We should all be able to play with each other, I think. We all play the same system when we're out there, so we should be fine. It's just sometimes you just like want to change it up to get some new life, new energy going. But I don't know, we gotta execute our plan. We have a plan, we just didn't do it. Like I said, playing a little bit uninterested led to sloppy hockey, and against a good fast team, that's what happens.
You've seen almost everything in the pro ranks, but right now you have maybe a week off to work on certain things, and you're going to leave on the road to make this team a real team, chemistry-wise.
Yeah, it's good timing. I think we need it. I think we need to have a week of just solid, hard practices, which I'm sure we're going to have, and just get guys in the mode, the season mode here, and then, get on the road is always nice. Just there's quite a few new faces, so it'll be good to just have a couple meals together and some good bonding time, and beginning of the season is important.
Thank you, Gal. Appreciate it.
No problem. For most of the weekend, you're playing with Carl Leskinen.
Yep.
Can you just let me your thoughts on how he's played so far?
I like him. I like his game a lot. Actually, I thought his game was great in camp too. He's got good skills. He seems pretty poised out there for coming over and playing. I'm happy with his game. You could tell he's going to be a good player, and I'm going to try my best to talk to him as much as possible, because that always makes the game easier, and then that's something that'll help even more.
What are your impressions of Caden Prima?
He's a good player, good goalie. Gets his body in front of stuff, kind of the same way Pricey does. Noticed that on a few saves today where, I don't know what it's like from the shooter's perspective, but from the bench it looks like there's nothing to shoot at. So that's always nice and frustrating as a player. So it's good to have him on our side.
Also, I wanted to ask about the first goal that Cleveland scored. I know you were on the ice for that. I was just curious what you saw on that play.
4-on-4. I think like every team, we kind of play man-on-man. And just out of a battle, we just, one guy beats one guy out of the corner. And I could hear the guy call for it right away. So as a D-man, you're kind of first instinct, take the ice away, because they usually just slide it. But then he took an extra second to put a little sauce, which is, that's usually what they do in the pros. So it was a good play by him, and the guy buries it. Side-to-side pass, they usually go in. But out of the corner, we got to be on the defensive side, and I think that'll help.
Did you know Robinson was behind you?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I knew. We had all the guys in the corner there, and we were talking to, get this guy, and when the puck comes down low, we're supposed to pressure right away. So we'll have to watch it again and make adjustments, I'm sure. But we're a no time, no space kind of team, and good plays beat it sometimes.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Coach, guys.
That's fine. Yeah.
I'm gonna find a coach. Okay.